From the Writings of Baha'u'llah. 1. Say, beware, O people of Baha, lest ye walk in the ways of them whose words differ from their deeds. Strive that ye may be enabled to manifest to the peoples of the earth the signs of God, and to mirror forth His commandments. Let your acts be a guide unto all mankind, for the professions of most men, be they high or low, differ from their conduct. It is through your deeds that ye can distinguish yourselves from others. Through them the brightness of your light can be shed upon the whole earth. Happy is the man that heedeth my counsel, and keepeth the precepts prescribed by him who is the all-knowing, the all-wise. Gleanings from the Writings of Baha'u'llah, number 139, page 305. 2. Let each morn be better than its eve, and each morrow richer than its yesterday. Man's merit lieth in service and virtue, and not in the pageantry of wealth and riches. Guard against idleness and sloth, and cling unto that which profiteth mankind, whether young or old, whether high or low. Tablets of Baha'u'llah revealed after the Kitab al-Aqdas, page 138. 3. The companions of God are in this day the lump that must leaven the peoples of the world. They must show forth such trustworthiness, such truthfulness and perseverance, such deeds and character, that all mankind may profit by their example. Baha'u'llah cited in Shoghi Effendi The Advent of Divine Justice, page 23. 4. Tell him, no one in this world can claim any relationship to me, except those who in all their deeds and in their conduct follow my example, in such wise that all the peoples of the earth would be powerless to prevent them from doing and saying that which is meet and seemly. Baha'u'llah cited in Shoghi Effendi, God Passes By, page 133. 5. Strain every nerve to acquire both inner and outer perfections. For the fruit of the human tree hath ever been and will ever be perfections both within and without. It is not desirable that a man be left without knowledge or skills, for he is then but a barren tree. Then so much as capacity and capability allow, ye needs must deck the tree of being with fruits, such as knowledge, wisdom, spiritual perception, and eloquent speech. Baha'u'llah from a tablet, translated from the Persian. 6. It is incumbent upon the children to exert themselves to the utmost in acquiring the art of reading and writing. Writing skills that will provide for urgent needs will be enough for some, and then it is better and more fitting that they should spend their time in studying those branches of knowledge which are of use. As for what the supreme pen hath previously set down, the reason is that in every art and skill God loveth the highest perfection. Baha'u'llah from a tablet translated from the Persian.